because he's not a negative, he's not a negative artist. You know what I'm saying? It's not his fault that he raps about negative things, because that's what happens in his community.
Today on Dead End Hip Hop, be straight from the D, bring you the latest on the hip hop minute, and of course the infamous Dead End Hip Hop conversation. Keep it locked. Hip-Hop Minute.
What up, though? This B coming at you with the Hip-Hop Minute. Make sure you check out for that Pete Rock, Smith & Wesson, Monumental album coming out June 28th. Also, man, ATL, stand up. We got the Atlanta's First Lady coming back on the scene, man, the Brett. She said her and Jermaine Dupri going to release the Memorial Day mixtape, so make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. She was spitting that Look At Me Now freestyle, so they got the buzz up real tight, so make sure y'all look out for that the Brett mixtape coming out soon. Also, if you haven't checked out the LZI Illmatic, please check, download it. Go on deadinhiphop.com. We got the review coming out Thursday, so make sure you check out for the review coming out this Thursday on deadinhiphop.com. Just keep it locked, man. Follow our Dead in Hip Hop Twitter. Follow me, the BZ430. Follow the staff, K-Benz, FIFO, Mike C-Town, you know what I'm saying? Just check it out. I want to give a shout out to the subscribers, man. We got over 115 subscribers so far, and we just keep on building. We really appreciate y'all, man. Just keep on supporting. We're going to keep coming out with the good reviews, good videos, funny videos. I mean, we got some other good stuff in the works too, man. So just stay tuned. Dead in Hip Hop.
What do you guys think about the overall situation? About all of the backlash towards the president for this choice, and for
the
comedy.
Another way trying to slander Barack Obama. They've been trying to slander him ever since the man was running for president. This is just another little gateway to just say something about.
You know what it is, man? He's in a position where he can never do anything. Anything he in 3 years did what Bush wasn't able to do in 8. In 3. Less than half the time.
And that's fine, but
what do you do? He caught Ben. It's a man. You know what I'm
saying? No,
that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
It is a whole other story, but I'm just saying, it rounds out the argument of saying no matter what he does, somebody's always going to have something to say. He's going to scrutinize.
But we have to consider the source first, right? We have to consider the source. We have Fox News, we have Sean Hannity, we have Sarah Palin. All of these people, you know, and Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, I kind of push him to the side because he's so fucking ignorant. But the other three people, they all have something to gain by slandering Obama, especially Palin, since this fucking moron thinks she has a shot at becoming next president.
But I mean, she's in the news for saying something very, you know, that could be. I mean, it was obvious what she said. Don't retreat, reload. You know, shooting. So her words don't really hold merit. You know what I'm saying? But again, she would try to. They supported that. So she said it, and they supported.
A lot of people look to her for guidance.
But they look at her. But they really don't. You really think so?
I know so.
I thought she lost a lot of her cred as she was like ignorant and stupid. Like a lot of the things she said. I thought she lost a lot of that.
She is the Tea Party's Madonna. You feel me? Like, and I don't mean like a virgin Madonna. I'm talking about Jesus Mom Madonna. They look to her for this kind of stuff.
I think we're straying from what this whole conversation is.
That's the whole point, though, is that someone like Sarah Palin goes on TV and calls someone like Common a gangster rapper and vile and disgusting and all this other shit. Why are we even listening to this person? She obviously has no idea what the fuck she's talking about. And that's the part that is so hilarious.
People listening to her if
they had picked someone like Wayne, like if Lil Wayne had gone to the White House, I wouldn't have anything to say about Sarah Palin's comments. Even if Jay-Z went to the White House, I really couldn't fight it because he has some questionable lyrics. You got Common, and the funniest part about this, I don't know if y'all even listened to the poem that they're referring to, but since I'm a dork, I used to watch Death Poetry Slam. The poem poem that they're referring to, if you go back and you listen to the poem, it's completely opposite of what they're saying.
Yes, of course.
It's
of
sad. Course.
It is. It's very sad. And they keep playing that lyric over and over again. They keep playing that lyric over and over again. They don't play the whole poem, or they don't play the point that he was trying to get across in that poem. But that's crazy.
I think it shows the disconnect from white America to hip-hop. Because a lot of these people, you know what I'm saying, they see what the outside of what hip-hop is. You know, like the Soulja Boys, the Little Bees, these people, Little Wayne's, these people that don't necessarily put out a positive image. And the crazy part about it is, one of my boys says that he says that hip-hop does not represent him, even though he likes the music.
They're looking at comments. They're looking at comments.
But they're looking at it as hip-hop as a whole, dog. They're looking at it at hip-hop. They're not just looking at it at Common. They're looking at it like he's a hip-hop artist, and this is what all hip-hop artists represent.
So you think it's not that? You think it's a bad choice by the president to
no,
break
no. Because he's not a negative, he's not a negative artist. You know what I'm saying? It's not his fault that he raps about negative things because that's what happens in his community, or negative things that happen to himself. You know what I'm saying? And in the way that the hip-hop, you know, genre of music operates, the majority of the people that are in hip-hop are people that are in the middle of the city. You know what I'm saying? Inner city youth, where the drugs and the violence happen. It's not his fault he raps about it, where it's different, where, you know, some country artists might, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where they grow up, but they talk about downfalls and everything, too.
So why is that not a bad choice to bring a guy on there that could be construed in such manner?
Because I think that... I think this situation is actually pretty good, because I think that people actually need to look into Common's career, his music, his
style. Common's career.
Why does
it? I'm gonna tell you why. Because this has absolutely zero to do with Common. That's the part that people are missing. This has nothing to do with Common. Has nothing to do with hip hop. All this is another way for Republican to divert attention from anything that's important. They try to make Barack Obama look
sick.
It's not a generalization of hip-hop, because what they did is they saw that there was an affluent rapper coming to the White House, and they tried to find anything they could find.
Anything.
You couldn't find shit in his music because there's nothing there. Only thing they could find was one poem that he did online that, if you're ignorant enough, you could listen to it and you could say, you know what, he's talking about violence. Now, do I think that Bill O'Reilly, who actually had a separate argument, which we'll get into in a second, but do I think that Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, and Sarah Palin really think that Common is a vile and disgusting gangster rapper?
No.
Of course not. They don't.
No, they don't.
But they're following. Hold on. But what they're doing is using scare tactics. They're going to tell all these people, like, look, Barack Obama is bringing somebody that supports, you know,
cop killers and stuff
into
like
the White House, so therefore he's a bad president.
And Cops Week. It was supposed to be like Cops Week or something like that.
It was Police Memorial Week.
Yeah.
So, that's the next point. So, the thing is, what they're doing is they're telling their fans this. The millions of little Palin supporters and Fox News supporters and Bill O'Reilly supporters, they're telling them this, knowing that these people will not do their research. So they're just going to jump on the bandwagon and agree. They're not going to go back and listen to this man's catalog. They're not.
Cool, man.
It's just like if Jesse Jackson comes out and tells you that Keith Urban is racist, are you going to go and listen to... Hold on, listen. You always be trying to
social,
but you're not listening to my question. So listen, if Jesse Jackson comes out and says, look, Keith Urban is racist, will you as consumers go out and listen to his back catalog to see if he is, or will you just jump on the bandwagon and be like, yeah, he probably is, if Jesse does that?
If you're directing this question directly to
everybody,
because you know what, I can't ever take what somebody tells me and not let myself formulate my own opinion about it. You know what, I agree with everything you said, and I think that with this conversation, there's a lot of different viewpoints on where you can go. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different views. And I 100% agree at the fact that these people are trying to take this and spin it into a negative light so it looks positive for them.
Yep.
Right.
For the Republic. For
exactly.
The
That's
Republic.
Why it was a bad choice.
It wasn't a bad choice.
So you say it was a bad choice.
Because everything that Common has done is easily defendable.
You know that, and I know that.
And so does Barack.
But you want to ask the regular public eye that it's not, right. That was a bad decision.
So come on, man. We're talking about Barack Obama. Do you honestly think he knew that this would happen?
I don't think he did. No, I don't think he did. I knew. I think that he knew that people would have an issue because.
But he knew in the background that there was really nothing that they could find.
But why put yourself in that position though?
Why not? Because he needs to. Why would he need to?
Because
it's standing in what he wants to do.
Because people look up to him and they say that he needs to stand for certain things, right?
Okay.
So he needs to make it to where people know that hip-hop is not all vile. Hip-hop is not disgusting. He brings out the most positive rapper out there, knowing that there's nothing he knows that there's nothing Republicans can find. Because there wasn't. They found one thing. Him talking about burning Bush or having a gun. That's all they could find.
So Bill O'Reilly's, his whole argument was never so much the lyrics. Mm-hmm. He came out, even though you can't really believe anything he says, but he came out and he's like, I don't have an issue with hip-hop as, you know, I'm more so upset that Barack Obama brought somebody into the White House that is a supporter of cop killers. Meaning he's talking about Mumia Abu-Jamal, and he's talking about Salah Shakur. Mm-hmm. You know, now, is that defendable? Depends on how deep you want to go. Can Barack really come out on top of defending that point? Probably not. Even though we all know that there are many, you know, facets to both of those stories,
right,
you know, that are easily arguable, but Bill O'Reilly ain't gonna hear it. He's not gonna listen.
He ain't gonna hear it.
And Barack
all he gonna do is cut him off. He gonna cut him off every time. Like,
and Barack isn't stupid enough to have that argument with him. Because what's the point?
Right. Well, yeah, I don't think it'll go that far, but I guess my thing is like, he had to have known this stuff existed. So why would you do this? Why would you put yourself in that position to receive all this negative attention?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that there's another hip-hop artist that he could have invited instead of...
I think it could have been another poet he probably could have found.
No, let's not go to poetry. Let's talk hip-hop.
But it was a poetry night. I'm not... But the issue is his selection.
Okay, exactly. So I'm asking
you,
I'm not answering that question.
I'm saying his selection, he could have probably found another poet to come speak at the White House before tonight.
But you know that any poet he found, if they're well known, it would be an issue. Doesn't matter who it is. He could have brought fucking Saul Williams.
And why did he not?
Because I think Saul Williams is a lot more controversial than Common could ever be. Because you're looking at ignorance, right? You're looking at ignorance. You're looking at people that are gonna find something that's not there, right? They're digging for shit. There's nothing there for Common. There's nothing. But they were able to find something. No matter who Barack Obama brought in there, they were gonna find something. Now here's the thing that I think is funny. The fact that you have Republicans arguing with Barack Obama about bringing questionable rappers into the White House. Bush Sr. brings Eazy-E, who writes Fuck the Police, who, you know, all this crazy shit. He brings him in. Yes. He brings him in the White House. Nobody has an issue, right? You bring Johnny Cash, who I love Johnny Cash, but he has questionable lyrics.
Of course.
But the whole thing is, it's like, once again, you're dealing with ignorance. If you look at stuff on an outside surface level, of course you're going to be able to argue shit. But if you dig down deep, you realize that everything is a fucking metaphor. This is music. This is poetry. This is art. Everything is a metaphor.
All I'm saying is, why put yourself in a position?
Once again.
I mean,
because
I don't know, man.
He's showing the world that rap is not all Lil Wayne. Rap is not all Ice-T. Rap is not all guns and drugs and violence. There are people that are valid poets that are also rappers. I think he made a perfect choice.
I do too.
A perfect choice. I agree. He brought out Common, let Common do a poem, and leave. Because there's nothing negative that can come from this. Nothing.
Go keep you, but as my equal is how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace.